Times for a change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad.
Welcome, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Yes, I was playing Morrissey and the Smiths there, but that's mainly because I am, at this moment in time, stuck in traffic in Salford. So it's only fitting that I should be playing some Morrissey or the Smiths music while here. So, what is the point of this? Well, today was a day of pushing myself out of that little bubble, that little comfort zone that I quite happily operate inside. I suppose it goes with audio as well, but I've mentioned in the past, and some of you may have seen some of my products, shall we say, that I've been making YouTube videos, presenting them walking in the Peak District and doing various like vlogs while I've been out wandering, mountain biking, on my travels, Asia, Australia. I'm just trying to like hone the skills a little bit, to be honest, and try and make a better product. I've had a really interesting day today, and I will admit that I was really nervous beforehand, and every time I thought about it, every time it flashed up in my calendar that it was about to take place, I was pretty apprehensive. I've been at Media City today, at one of the buildings there in Salford Quays, near where the BBC is and ITV across the water from Coronation Street, and it's been a really fascinating day. And like I say, it was pushing me out of my comfort zone. It was like, it was basically a gift that my girlfriend had bought me for my birthday, which was back in May. And we booked it for after I came back from Australia. So this is like the earliest opportunity that it fitted in with my work commitments, etc. But it was basically a workshop to help me out with my presenting skills, and yeah, that is basically it. And for me, I spoke to the group this morning about, like, you all had to like introduce yourself and what you do, what you want to get out of the day and things like that. And I'm not the best at public speaking. In front of people I know, I'm fine, as I'm sure a lot of people are. But for me, I was really nervous at first. But then as I got to know the group a little bit better, I kind of like settled into like the tasks that were set for the day. And I explained, when it comes to like making videos and doing pieces to camera and things like that, ordinarily I'm out in the, wait for it, glorious Peak District, and the only real audience I have are my friends, so Graham, my friends Jay, Graham at Black73Cat, that is, people that I know and people that I feel at ease with and comfortable with, and the only other things that are around are the grouse and the odd sheep. So yeah, I've never really been challenged. When I've been doing videos in, like, when we're walking around Sydney, and because it's that, there's that many people, and there's that many people wandering around, so you're not really a face amongst the crowd. All you are is a face amongst the crowd. So when I'm there waving my camera around, talking to it, it's not really that much of a thing that sticks out in that sort of environment. But say if I'm walking across the hills and I'm talking to my camera, then I see someone in the distance, I become a little bit like paranoid and a little bit conscious about the fact that, what are they going to think about me? So today has been a really good day to boost the confidence levels a bit. And I did a group activity, like we were put into pairs and we had to create like a spoof or a fake like scenario and do like a co-presenting sort of task, and it was really good. We made up like a fake like movie review show, and we wrote a script out, but we weren't allowed to have the scripts with us, so we basically just went with it, like the gist of what we wanted to say and what we wanted to put across, and it was really good. And I met some really fascinating people today. One of the chaps that I spoke to initially, he's a walker as well, and he lives in the Peak District, and we instantly hit it off talking about that. And the lady that I did my co-presenting task with, she is into filmmaking, and she's joined a filmmaking group where it's people are making films on DSLRs and basically just learning the ropes as they go. And one of the other girls in the group was the current Miss England. I think her name was either Natalie or Natasha, so you could probably Google her. And she'd come because she was wanting to gain a little bit more confidence, because she's going to the Miss World final in November in China, I think she said. And there was so many really cool and interesting people, and it really did put me out of my comfort zone. And I was like, I was talking to my partner about it last night and this morning, saying that I was quite nervous and apprehensive about what the setup was going to be. And see, I'm not nervous about meeting new people, but I'm nervous of perhaps being put on the spot in that sense, in front of a room of people, and being made to do a piece to camera. But it was really good. And I think, for me anyway, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same, it's good to be pushed out of the comfort zone a little bit. My heart was racing. I was trying to disguise it as best I could. But I feel like I got a lot from today. Technique-wise and mainly confidence-wise, I think that's, I'm not saying I know it all, but I'm saying the thing that I wanted to get out of it the most was to boost my confidence levels a bit, so I don't feel as conscious of what other people think. And yeah, it's been a really great day, and you know what, I think I'm going to go back and I'm going to cook a nice meal for my girlfriend, for arranging that. I'll probably just get her a nice takeaway. It is now 4:30 according to my Apple Watch, and I've just had a notification from Big Rick, all one word on Audio Boo. We're doing a weekly challenge. Adrian, Mac, and Rick's partner Sarah are involved as well on an app called Argus. So I'm currently in the car, so I won't be getting any points towards my fitness activity today. Anyway, thanks for listening to me ramble on. This is a bit of a landmark notch on the calendar, shall we say. Also, while I'm talking, I'm gonna stray off and say a big hello to Daylight Gambler on Audio Boo, and say I'm massively jealous of the wild swimming and walking that he's doing up on Dartmoor. We definitely need to arrange some sort of Audio Boom / social hiking get together at some point soon. Okay, the traffic is easing. I'm about to head on to the M60. So I'll speak to you all again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.